Feral pigs are a problem across the South. That is especially true in Texas, where the animals cause more than $50 million each year in damage to agriculture. But these feral pigs are also called wild boar, and some entrepreneurs are finding ways to turn the pigs into profit. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav has the story.
Helicopter 300, Whiskey Zulu, southbound to the southeast.
Chase Roberts is piloting a helicopter and hovering a few hundred feet over a cotton field in east central Texas. He points to big muddy holes dug up or wallowed in by wild pigs.
So this is all pig damage right here. This is what pig damage looks like, all this stuff here.
Damage like this makes Roberts' company Helibake impossible. People pay him and his partner Chris Britt to fly around with them, shooting pigs.
There's three along that fence line.
Britt points to three hogs that were shot during this morning's hunt, which ended with more than 15 killed. And while dozens of companies do aerial hunts in Texas, others want to change people's minds about the product.
This is good meat. It's free-range, self-sustaining food source. Mm-hmm. And it's a problem. We got a million hungry Texans, and why aren't the two connecting?
Bubba Ortiz is baiting a large metal cage trap with corn on the outskirts of San Antonio. He runs Ortiz Game Management, and people pay him to trap and remove feral pigs. Pigs like the one he finds in the next trap. It's about 150 pounds, covered in thick matted fur with tusks, and bleeding from the nose.
So he's banging himself pretty hard.
Trapping these pigs alive means he can sell them to a processing plant. He says prices are down and he'll get around 10 cents a pound.
You hear him chomping his teeth? He's giving you a warning. Hey, that's my foot.
Ortiz thinks wild pigs should be a bigger part of the U.S. diet, but he believes most people think of the meat as gamey or dirtier than domestic pig meat. He's been trying to counter that idea for years.
We even had a dinner one time. We invited state representatives and the governor.
Every item on the menu of that 2014 dinner was made from feral pig, from appetizers to dessert.
Little pecan pies and the crust had lard in it, rendered from feral hogs.
All with the purpose of trying to get lawmakers to see the potential of feral pigs and to allot more money for managing and trapping them. But few showed, and the dinner had little impact.
Nice hot pan.
On a recent afternoon, James Baird Award finalist Stephen McHugh is frying up some wild boar sausage at his San Antonio restaurant Cured.
You can see it sears up real nice. Got a nice crust on there.
For more than a decade, McHugh has had feral pig or wild boar on his menus. He'll cure a whole leg for ham or prepare medallions. He says his customers love it.
Yeah, I think, in my opinion, they're always a little bit sweeter because of the wild grasses, because of the nuts, the berries, the things that they're eating. They're not surviving on a dried meal.
There's one thing, however, that feral pigs will never have going for them, says McHugh.
Oh, boy, they're ugly, yeah. If it's ugly or if it's cute, people don't want to eat it. You know, nobody wants to eat a puppy, but a cow is kind of in the middle, you know, so it's okay. Pigs don't have all the fur and the hair and all that, so that's okay.
He thinks people are waking up to the good qualities of the meat, but it has a ways to go before it's in your local supermarket. Mark Mitchell agrees. He works for Broadleaf, a New Zealand-based company specializing in game meats. Broadleaf owns one of only two USDA-certified processing plants in Texas and has been pushing feral pig.
And the market response has been phenomenal.
Mitchell says they've sold 20% more wild boar in the U.S. year over year the past 3 years. But it's still more common to find wild boar on European menus.
75% still goes to Europe, but we're talking about a 1,200 metric ton being exported to Europe.
At 300 a day, they're slaughtering nearly all they get in, says Mitchell. If they slaughter more, they can guarantee volume, which many restaurants want to see before they put it on the menu. But the labor-intensive process for capture and the level of inspections can be prohibitive.
It's slightly more expensive than domestic pork, purely because there's a huge amount of costs and bringing them in live. Way cheaper than lamb. It's cheaper than probably half the price of beef.
Mitchell says as technology allows better capture methods like web-connected traps, volumes will go up, and he can better market feral pigs and serve more customers. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav.